in Europe, it's massive. Everyone knows it's two legs, and sort of coming in these games, you can watch all the video and stuff, but when you see it with your own eyes, it obviously is different on the pitch. To have players that can hurt you, and we'll watch a game and we know what they're playing like, and we can sort of use the things we've learned tonight to try and set ourselves up and give ourselves a better chance in the second leg.
And obviously, you know yourself, you're coming back to Brandy, where you've got 5,000 or 6,000 at it. It could be a special night.
Yeah, 100%. I thought their fans were really good. That's the sort of thing it brings. Even the score goals, there's uproar, and it gives them a wee bit of lift. I think that was the first half. Obviously, we scored a good set play, and then they score again, and you're going in half-time a bit dejected and stuff. But I thought we stuck at it. I think that's probably the biggest thing. We stuck at it and worked our way into the game, even though we're 3-1 down. You sort of need to have that belief that it is only one goal to get you back in the tie, because there's another 90 minutes to come. So yeah, it's positive. Obviously, we want to win, but we're in a good position.
Obviously, James is, you know, coming at the back post, getting a header.
Oh, it was Paddy who got mixed in the two.
No, Paddy. James getting his goals there, but Paddy flicking it down, and then James getting the equaliser. What do you say? That's not normally like him.
Yeah, no, I just said last one, I was at the back post, and once it was going over my head, the defender like blocked me in the back, so I was already thinking, this is going for a goal kick. So I was already sort of jogging back, and then I turned around and Paddy, it was a great header back across, because most people be greedy and try and score a goal. And I'm in the middle usually slavering, but no, it was a great header, good composure to pick out a pass, and it was a good finish, because when the ball's bouncing, it's hard to get the power on a header, and he lifted it over him well. So yeah, it's a massive moment, and hopefully it's an even bigger moment next week.
And obviously, you know, you get their goal here with Cliftonville, well, not here, but against them before, and that goal tonight sort of silenced them. You don't know, it was a quick free kick, take him well.
Yeah, no, it was good. We sort of worked on things like that. Mitch is really good with the sort of set plays, really inventive, and he sort of puts things in your head. We had another one just before it, but the way they set up, it wasn't really working, so the block can just change a wee bit. Just because of all the set pieces we do, we sort of know he gives us sort of a license to create it ourselves, and I think it was just straight off a training ground and worked perfectly. It was a good ball from Mick. I didn't have to like hit it with my back the goal or take a touch. I just had the back into someone and let it bounce and hit it, so yeah, we'll take it.